Crestview family, welcome to Crestview Baptist Church this morning. Thank you for coming to worship with us this morning. We're glad to have you here. It is an exciting day. As you can see, we have a lot of things going on. And so I'm going to get through my announcements, and I'm going to get through them quick so we can get this service started and we can worship the Lord together. I do want to say, if you're a visitor and you're a guest with us for the very first time, we would love to get to know you a little bit better. So there are some visitor cards in the pews in front of us. If you would grab one of those, fill it out, and drop it in the offering plate just so we can get to know you, it would be greatly appreciated. As far as announcement goes, there's a lot going on these next couple of weeks. Wednesday night is our last Wednesday night kids Christmas play practice for the year. And it is actually our last normal Wednesday night service for the year. We have one Saturday. We have a kids Christmas play practice Saturday too. So be sure you come Wednesday though if you're in the Christmas play. The kids will practice Saturday morning. And the kids' Christmas party is right after that on Saturday morning. The play practice starts at 10, and then it'll go from 12, and the kids' Christmas party will be from 12 to 2. But I will feed all the kids that come to all the youth and the kids that come to the play practice. But if the big kids want to hang around and see, I got a special treat for the kids. I got a gospel magician coming for us. So if the big kids want to hang around and see that, hey, they're welcome to it. Let's see, we got the following Wednesday is our soup supper and caroling. If you're interested, if you see Sandra or Joy for more about that, I think they want you to bring soups. Is that right for that? And all that money goes to Lottie Moon that we raised that day. But next Sunday is important to remember this. After our kids' Christmas play, in the fellowship hall is our church Christmas party. And that's a covered dish meal. So you bring out a covered dish and we get our eat on. Yeah, I'm excited. That's the Baptist way. I love it. I don't think I have any more announcements. Miss Joy does. She has to come up and share a few things with you. Anytime I'm up here, Joy has to come in and talk and tell us what's going on. So after Joy gets done, I'm going to turn it over to Preacher Artie, and I hope you enjoy the service today. Yep.
Okay. First of all, I want to talk about Samaritan's Purse and going to the processing center on Tuesday. We'll leave the church at 10:30 a.m., and we will not be stopping to eat on the way. So eat you some breakfast or bring you something to eat in the van on the way to Boone. We'll work until 5, and then we'll decide if we're going to go anywhere and eat or if we're going to stop, what we'll do then. So we've got a few more slots that are open. If there's anybody that'd like to go, if you'll see me and sign up today. Otherwise, I'll change the registration so they can give those slots to someone else. The other thing I want to mention is the Christmas cards. When you come in the side door over here, you'll see the members and people that come regularly have slots to put Christmas cards in. If you would like to bring your cards for members of the church and put them in those boxes, we ask that you make a donation for however many cards you put in the post office. And that goes to Lottie Moon. And we'll take care of putting the cards into the slots for you. You can leave your donation and your cards in the mailbox out there. Our Lottie Moon goal is $5,000. And I don't have an exact figure, but right now we've got over $4,000. So if you haven't give or want to give, just pray about what you can give. And you can put it in your envelope and just designate to the Lottie Moon. And Chad already mentioned the potato bar on the 20th. I will be contacting people to ask for donations of soup and cornbread and crackers and desserts. And then whatever you give as a donation for that meal goes to the Lottie Moon offering also. So if you have any questions, you can see me after the service. Thank you.
I'm going to stay down here. Guys, I'm using my mic.
Thank you all for being here. I know the choir has worked really hard on this cantata, and I want to welcome you. But I also want to make you aware of Doyne Allison. He had surgery to remove his cancer this past Monday, and he's having some difficulties. He has developed blood clots in his left leg, so he has been at the ER twice within the last 3 days with those. So please continue to pray for him. He was determined to come today, and I think Sandra and several people encouraged him not to try to push it, but to recover. So please continue to pray for him. And then I talked to Donna Stowe this morning. We shared Wednesday night. Everybody's been told that Rick has kidney cancer. The doctors sent him to a specialist in Asheville. He went to the specialist and was told that all they did was kidney stones, and they had no idea why he was sent that to them. So they got him lined up with a specialist in Gastonia, and he said it's definitely cancer. They will be removing his left kidney. But the prognosis is really, really good, that the doctor is confident that he will be able to get everything, and that that he should be able to recover fully. They have already put him in for a spot. They're waiting at this point for an operating room to open up so they could get the phone call any moment and that they would have to go to the hospital. So just pray for Donna and Rick, especially now that they're in that waiting game, just waiting for them to give them a phone call. But please pray for them. Also, there's a lot of crud going around. It's that time of year in North Carolina. So we have a lot of people that are sick with anything from sinus infection to the flu to just crud. So pray for each other. We cannot forget to pray for each other. I'm going to tell you, I shared this the other day. Out of all the Christmas cantatas that I have heard, this by far shares the gospel of Jesus Christ better than any other cantata I've ever heard. So please listen to the gospel story as the choir sings. And as we begin our time of worship, if you would please join me in prayer. Our blessed Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for being who you are. We thank you that you sent your Son to dwell with us, to walk among us, and live life just as we live. Dear Lord, he faced the sadness, the hurts, the pains of everyday life, and he did it for us. Dear Lord, no other person can say that they have a Savior that knows them as well as you know us. And we thank you for that. We thank you for the saving grace that was shown in that manger and all the way through his life until he rose again on the third day. And dear Lord, you promised that you will come back for us, and we thank you for that promise, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. As we begin our worship time together, dear Lord, have your way with us. May your Spirit move. Bless the choir and Sandra as they have prepared to share this cantata with us, that we may hear the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed today. We ask all of this in the holy and precious name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
This is our second Sunday of Advent, a time of joyful expectation of the coming of our Lord, a time of watching and waiting, a time of preparation for Christmas, the celebration of Christ's first coming and his second coming. The Advent message is of hope, peace, joy, and love. First, we will relight the center candle, known as the Christ candle. It is usually not lit until Christmas Day, but since we're not going to be together on Christmas Day, we lit it first to remind us that everything about the Christmas season revolves around Him. We're also going to relight the candle of hope. It is purple, and this candle is to remind us that Jesus is our only hope. He came to love, heal, and forgive. Now today, we'll light another purple candle known as the candle of peace. This candle is a reminder that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and He came to reconcile us with God. The Bible tells us in Luke that the angels proclaimed the promise of peace on earth. The promise of peace is not that our lives will always be peaceful, calm, and relaxed, but it is that the Prince of Peace will be there through us, any circumstances that we face. He will give us that peace that passes all understanding. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, our Savior, our Messiah, and our Prince of Peace, we come today asking You to fill us with a peace that only You can bring. We pray that we'll not focus so much on our own selves, but that we'll open our eyes and our hearts to those around us, to be aware of those that are in need of a hug, maybe a Christmas card, a phone call, a visit, or some encouraging words. So as we pray for peace, Lord, I pray that it begins with each of us, and I pray that others will see You through us. For it is Your name, Jesus, that we pray. Amen. So would you stand as we sing the first and last verses of It Came Upon the Midnight Clear, and then we'll continue to worship the giving of our tithes and our offerings.
That's page 93.
It came upon a midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, contempt on gracious King. The world in sorrow's stillness plain to hear the angels sing. Oh, the days are hastening on, my prophet knows your tone. When with the ever-stirring news comes round the age of old, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient tremors bring, and the whole world give back a song which now the angels sing.
As we continue to worship, as we give tithes and offerings, may have be seated. Thank you.
Before the choir does sing, send the bulletin, but I've just got to thank so many people that have made this morning possible. Our choir, this wonderful choir that took so much abuse from me. And I'm just going to go ahead and admit it now. But more than that, the youth have taken a lot of abuse. Some of them heard me this morning threaten them. But they always do what I ask. They're great. You're wonderful troopers. I love and appreciate you guys. Our children's choir, they are precious. And I tell you, I am a firm believer in starting them in participating in the worship services when they're young. So thank you. Parents, thank you, because I know you've had to bring them back and forth and back and forth. So thank you. Pastor Artie for doing the narration that caused him to have to stay longer every Wednesday night. Ginger got sick, but I didn't excuse Artie. Our wonderful sound booth guys, I tell you, I just hand it to you, all of you. Dan ragged, and I probably owe him about 3 or 4 tanks of gas. But thank you all. Church, thank you. I know we do some things that are just a little different sometimes and unusual, but you accept everything that we do. So thank you all for that. And most of all, thanks go highly to our Lord and our Savior. He's allowing us to celebrate his birthday. What an honor and privilege that is, that he's allowed us to just laugh, clap, tap our feet, ring the bells, everything that we want to do. Because if we don't do it, who's going to? The rocks. That's right. So let's don't let any rocks take our place. Let's worship the Lord this morning. So as we're singing, if it's a tune you're familiar with, sing along with us. Our children love to be rewarded with a hand clap, so you can keep that in mind as they sing too. So at this time, our choir, our youth, and our children would love to present to our Lord and Savior what Christmas really means.
Thank you.
It's Christmas. These two simple words give rise to childhood memories of presents under the tree. They whisper that Christmas is about something far more important than gifts. They proclaim that God is with us, for the prophecy of Isaiah 7:14 has been fulfilled. A virgin has given birth to a son, and he is Emmanuel. What is Christmas really about? Ask and you will hear many different answers. But just mention Bethlehem and you'll quickly discover that there's something precious and unique about that one amazing night long ago that causes us to fall in worship still today.
The stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till He appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. Bow on your knees, O hear the angel voice says, to love one another. His law is love, and His gospel is peace. Chains shall He break, for the slave is our brother, and in His name all oppression shall cease. Sweet hymns of joy, the grateful chorus praise we, let all with us praise His holy name. Christ is the Lord, all praise His name forever. His power and glory is the Lord proclaimed. His power and glory is the Lord proclaimed. Fall on your knees, oh hear the angel voices of love divine. Oh, night when Christ was born. Oh, oh,
The night seemed ordinary to many, and yet it is unforgettably marked by holiness for others. For some, Jesus was just one more generation of a conquered people. For others, his birth means the end of darkness and the beginning of light, the end of centuries of waiting and the dawn of grace. There's no question that no other birth in history has impacted the world so dramatically as the day Jesus was born. This story is familiar to countless millions. Even those who ignore it know about angels and shepherds and wise men. Those who embrace it will tell you this baby was like no other.
Just me. What child is this who lay to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping? Whom angels greet with anthems sweet while shepherds watch are keeping? What love is this that comes to us to know our sin and weakness? What bears the cross on Calvary's cross to offer us forgiveness?
Is this in Jesus Christ? What saving grace, what sacrifice? Faith to worship Him, the Lamb of gift of heaven. This is Jesus Christ. What saving grace, what sacrifice? Faith to worship Him, the Lamb of gift. The Lamb of gift. The Lamb of gift. Oh,
Jesus came into a world that was desperate for a Savior. And that world hasn't changed. So at its heart, Christmas is about God's love for a planet filled with hurting, hopeless souls. Let the scripture and the words of our carols never become so familiar that we are numb to that tender message.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mother and child. In heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace. Silent night, holy night, heaven afar, heavenly host sing alleluia, Christ the Savior is born, Christ the Savior is born.
While we focus on a few brief days surrounding the birth of God's only begotten Son, Christmas means so much more. It's about what heaven surrendered, what Jesus endured, and what the Father accomplished so we could be saved.
The Lamb will lead us to the hill. Oh, hallelujah! He died to save us, and we must island and the sea. Oh, is our heart to feel the sorrow? This is what Christmas really means.
To the tomb now empty, for dawn has come and hope is here. The curse is swallowed up in victory,
and there is nothing left to fear. Oh, hallelujah! We just have risen. Sing the song of the redeemed, as we proclaim to men and angels. Behold what Christmas really means. Oh, hallelujah! We shall forever, the final chapter is the and he will reign and we will worship. Oh, hallelujah to the King.
Oh, hallelujah to the King. Oh, hallelujah to the King.
Luke 2 reports that when the shepherds had seen him, they went home glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had witnessed. Yet the shepherds only knew part of the story. Once we have followed Jesus by the Sea of Galilee and down the dusty roads to Jerusalem, once we have seen him heal and restore and heard him speak, once we have watched him give his life and then defeat death and rise victoriously, how can we possibly keep this glorious news to ourselves?
It's Christmas, the angels are singing. The Savior is born. In Christmas, the bells are ringing, and I feel like shouting, joy to the world.
Joy to the world.
Did I lie? If you cannot follow the road of salvation, the gospel of Jesus Christ through those songs, please come talk to me and let me explain it to you. There are 4 days, actually five, that are inseparable in history. The moment God spoke the world into existence, he already had a plan for Jesus to come on that morning. When Adam took that apple in rebellion against God, he already had a plan to renew that relationship through that baby that was born that morning. When the angels appeared to the shepherds and proclaimed the birth of the Messiah, it was because he had a plan. When Jesus died on that cross for our sins, he had a plan. When he rose on the third day, sealing our salvation, and when he went away on that cloud with the promise from those angels, the same angels that proclaimed his birth, said, he's coming back again. It was all because of what happened. All because of that plan that God had from the very beginning. That is the gospel of Jesus Christ. If you don't know him in a personal way, today, please don't leave here without making that decision to follow him. We're having baptism on Christmas Eve. We have two young people that have proclaimed their faith in Jesus Christ, and they're going to be getting baptized Christmas Eve morning. Accepting the greatest gift that has ever been given, Emmanuel. As we sing this song, this is the invitation. If you don't know him, come talk to me. Let me introduce you to the only person that will change your life. As we sing this song, this is your opportunity.
Would you please stand? 122, tell me the story of Jesus.
Story most precious. sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his word. Glory to God in the highest, peace and good tidings to earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, right in my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard.
Thank you for being here today. Thank you to the choir. Didn't they do good? The children did awesome. They were really getting into ringing those bells. I think that was their favorite part. Was that your favorite part? I know that was Peyton's favorite part. He was up there going to town. So thank you. Thank you, youth, for sitting there and doing this. And thank you, Sandra. Come up here, Sandra. Come here. If you didn't know, the Christmas season is the hardest time of the year for a music minister, because there's so much stuff going on. They started practicing back this summer, started going over these songs. And right up into the end, she's had to write parts for trios and things of that nature as part of this. And then she's had three people get sick and not be able to be here today that had these parts. And so she's had to adjust very quickly, which I'm sure Whitey has heard about. But she's looking to see what kind of response you're giving. But this is why we are here. This is why we come together as God's people, is to worship our Savior. And I want to say thank you, Sandra, for the hard work. Thank you, choir. And the sound guys, I tell you, they're the unsung heroes. If something doesn't go right, they are the ones that catch the blame, whether or not it's their fault or not. They're the ones that hear about it. So thank you guys for working so hard up there and running the slides and the live stream and everything else. Thank you. But Dr. Sharon has got something to share with you.
The choir always likes to get a little token of appreciation for Sandra. We had a hard time this year because she has her relationship with Jesus Christ. She has Whitey. And she has us. So we really struggled with what else could she really need or want. So, Sandra, thank you.
And choir, you guys did such a great job. You have off until January. So thank you again for being here. Don't forget, we do have things coming up next week. The children's Christmas and youth Christmas play. Don't miss that. I will tell you, we did not know what we were getting when we called Sandra as our music minister. She has written this play that they're performing next week from scratch. It did not exist before she wrote it. And in fact, several of our plays that we've done over the years, Sandra has written. So she is very talented. Don't forget, the last Wednesday night practice is this Wednesday night at 5:30. Dress rehearsal 10 a.m. Saturday, followed by the children's Christmas party. And then Sunday, the performance at 10:30 as our worship service. And then immediately following the service, we will have our church-wide Christmas party, covered dish dinner. Come bring something to share. If you don't bring something, still stay and share with us. I promise I will go last, so there'll be plenty of food for everybody else. Jerry's going to be back there with me. So thank you for coming. And I'm going to ask Terry Pendleton as our deacon of the week. I know he's not listed there, but he's missed a couple of weeks. So he's making up some time. And he's going to dismiss us in prayer today.
Lord, thank you for letting us have this day. Lord, bless all the ones up here, all the talent and all we all seen. And Lord, pray for the ones that are not here, that are sick, that are waiting for their surgery and stuff. Lord, do touch them and keep us all safe so we can come back and see everybody again in your house, Lord. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.